put that child into danger.
I had a perfectly foolproof diversion worked out.
Did you?
As I said, it was a long time ago. I wouldn't do it now.
Oh, unless there was no other way.
The point is academic. I had to fall back on my second plan of attack.
The illegal one.
Quite.
I know exactly what it was.
Of course you do.
Mr. Holmes, I cannot condone such blatant criminal activity. Unless, of course, it yielded the desired result.
Arsenic. He's been concentrating pure arsenic and storing it in unmarked bottles in a locked cupboard.
Then young Miss Snell was quite correct.
It looks like it.
What will you do now?
Oh, there's one more piece of evidence I need.
And then?
Then my case will be complete.
A detective? Do you mean from Scotland Yard?
A private detective.
Are you sick? Injured?
No.
Sir, I have a room full of patients out there and 100 more waiting to take their place. I don't mean to be rude, but I have no time to play games.
This is no game. You are the official medical examiner for Guthridge's orphanage, are you not?
What about it?
I have been commissioned to investigate the recent deaths of three infants.
Mr.
Holmes, Sherlock Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, when you leave my rooms, look around you. Look at the filth and the squalor and the hunger, and ask yourself which is the stranger, the children die or that they manage to live. Have you seen inside Mrs. Guthridge's establishment? Have you met the lady herself?
Yes, I have.
Then you'll know that the children there live like royalty compared to most. I've seen Mrs. Guthridge taking babies who are more bone than flesh. If some of them don't survive, then look outside that house for the cause, sir, not inside it. Now, if you don't mind, I have to do my best to help these people.
Will you answer just two questions?
If you will agree to ask them and then leave.
I agree.
Then ask me your questions.
Did you conduct a thorough examination of the dead babies?
As thorough as my time and my resources permitted, yes, I did.
And did you detect any signs at all of arsenical poisoning?
Arsenic? Good God, no. Not a trace.
You believed him.
I was impressed with him.
I've said to you before now that when a doctor goes wrong, he makes a formidable criminal.
Yes, you have. I can't say I was flattered.
Perhaps this will redress the balance. In all my life, I've not met many people who are thoroughly decent, uncomplicated, good men. And of the ones I have met, several of them were doctors.
You appear to have arrived at something of an impasse, my friend.
Well, why else is arsenic there, if not to kill all those children?
Rats.
Well, you can buy poison for vermin over the counter at any chemist shop. If I read the evidence aright, that arsenic was being produced in secret, then hidden away.
Then what do you propose to do now?
Well, I suppose it could be nothing more than a coincidence. I have to talk to that girl again. Jenny.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to start.
Oh, it's not you, sir. It's me. I'm just frightened at any little noise now. You're not going to ask me to spy on him again, are you?
No. And I'm sorry about asking you before. It was wrong. Please forgive me.
Forgive you? Forgive?
My dear Miss Snell, please stop crying.
Sorry, sir. I'm really...
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. It's just... Well... People like me don't get apologized to, that's all.
Then you do forgive me?
Oh, of course I do, sir. You was only trying to help me after all.
Thank you.
So, what do you want this time?
I want to ask you this. When you surprised Mr. Guthridge with the medicines, can you remember what he was doing? Exactly what he was doing?
Well...
It might help if you tell me what he was working with. Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
Well, recall the scene. Mrs. Guthridge asked you to get some iodine.
That's right.
So you had to stop what you were doing. What was that?
I was washing the sheets. I just put the clean ones on the beds and I was washing the old ones.
Very good, very good. So you had to stop...